Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive!
Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Is that a moray in your pocket? Or are you just happy to see me?
Hi, this is Angela Little, Miss August 1998 Playboy Playmate, and you're listening to Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. And here's my close personal friend, Greg, the Dive Master.
Octopus has some suction.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. I'm maintaining a restraining order at this point after all these years from her, by the way.
Are you gay?
No. She just does want me to be within 700 yards. Can you blame her?
Oh, for her?
Yes.
You made it sound like it was for you.
I forget. It's one or the other, or both, probably. Probably both. But
Greg, what year is
but
it?
But it's the past.
What
Who
year
cares?
Is it?
Huh?
What year is it?
1985. Hello.
Okay.
All right. So, anywho, CJ's in the studio with me. We got Scuba Radio, Scuba Squad connected via the web, made up of Bubble Boy, Vinny Two Tanks. We got Jared the Diver Guy and Casey the Tobacco Nut and Pete from Scuba Board, which, by the way, those last two look very similar when you see them on Facebook Live, YouTube, and
like
Twitch.
Twinsies.
They could be brothers.
You think they're brothers?
They could.
Manatee men got to stick together.
Manatee men. The manatee men. Okay.
You know, they're pretty close to each other.
I mean,
you know, they're over at the home of Sassa Springs.
What? Where?
Thank you, Jerry.
Yeah. Thanks for that. All right. Yeah, Jerry,
I want to hear more about Cousin Mel's and Boner.
Excuse me?
Cousin Mel's, where Pete went.
And Boner was where?
Vinny went.
Vinny. Okay.
Vinny and Brittany went there, but she's not here. So.
I think you're missing something there.
Vinny fell down, went boom.
He did?
No.
Yeah. You okay, Vinny?
You could have died.
Is there a bandage under that hat?
I hit my hip a couple times, and that was it. I didn't, you know.
You could have died.
We had 12 dives. I did 4 out of the 12.
Really? But you
second
fell.
Second rule of diving.
How
you can dive at any time for any reason, no questions asked.
Right.
And
I just say it's
not worth
it.
The best time to call a dive is before you get in the water.
Yep. Right. And that's what I did. I'm not going to fall down and scratch myself or break a leg or bruise a rib.
Is it like a slippery floor or something?
Well, in Vinny's part, though, he called a dive after the dive.
Do we need to call a lawyer?
Yeah, what happened?
You could be entitled to compensation.
Well, I took the first two dives, and I got beat up. But then the next day, I said, that's it. I'm not doing it anymore. And then finally...
Did Brittany beat you up?
No. Then finally, we found some... There were some spots that were easy, and I took two more dives that were easy to get in and out of.
Huh.
Like the Hilma Herker.
You got to scope out the sites before you dive them out
there.
Well,
maybe.
When you go see the Hilma Herker, and it's a very popular dive site, the rocks getting in and getting out are very... Not all of them are steady.
Whoa.
A lot of move under your feet as you're walking. They've got lots of those long spiny sea urchins. It can be treacherous in there. There's not many sand entrances and exits. You're usually going over rocks, and it's hard to see through the surf, you know, as it breaks around your ankles, what you're stepping on. So
you have to be careful. It wasn't worth the risk. There's another day. There's many other spots. It's not like I don't go diving a lot, so...
Did you see a sharp-tailed eel?
No sharks at all.
Sharp-tailed eel.
I don't recall. Don't think so.
The eels,
no eels.
No.
They're like 18 inches.
You didn't see an eel at the hooker site?
They're like snakes, but they're not.
Well.
Yeah. Are you really, are you into that kind of stuff?
Well.
Okay.
There was a lot of dead coral, I'll tell you that, though.
Yeah.
When you get in there, everything's dead. All the corals are dead.
Really? Where are the sites that you went to, huh?
You killed them?
Yeah. No, they were just,
Are you, Vinny, are you a coral killer?
No, I'm not.
No.
Oh, okay.
No.
All right, just checking.
I'm
you're sure. You're not a coral.
That the
you
corals
are not.
Very healthy.
For the record, you are not a coral killer. Is that right?
Well, I'm a pacifist. I wouldn't kill anybody.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You'll never push that button at the right time, Greg.
Quiet, you. Okay, so anywho, yeah, I mean, it sounds like, you know, Vinny didn't have quite a good of adventure as Pete did in Cozumel.
Cousin Mel's, yeah. Yeah, I've got a Cousin Mel.
Cousin
well,
Mel's.
We may have to take Vinny on our trip with Casey.
God, no.
Him and Casey can room together.
Oh, okay, well, there's that.
No, I don't room with anybody.
Why not?
Liar, you roomed with me.
I room with you.
I bet you
can put up with my snoring, apparently.
He'll put up with a lot more than that, but we don't want to talk about it.
It's been documented in one of Eric's books, so what can I say?
You could say a lot, but you can't.
Oh, I forgot about
that. You really
shouldn't
do that. Yeah, that would be, that wouldn't be wise. That would not be wise. But
I thought we had a protective environment here that your lawyers would cover us.
You thought this was a safe space? Are you nuts? Have you not listened to this show for 30 years? Jeez. Casey, come on. That's ridiculous.
I thought you had a team of lawyers to protect us.
Just ridiculous.
Oh, jeez.
For a team of lawyers, we can't even get a t-shirt.
Yeah.
Well, that's true.
All my t-shirts are wore out.
You maybe
Dad, don't
stains.
Even say it.
Go
if
to,
you want me to advertise for you,
yeah, I do.
Me.
Go to scubaradio.com, click on the merch page, and buy one.
T-shirt.
I make it so easy.
Advertisement with me is not free, Greg.
You tell that to Gay Bigfoot.
No, it actually costs you money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. So
I'm looking at diving Curacao when I get a break.
Oh,
from
so that's all right. Yeah, he's going through some medical stuff right now, Casey, the tobacco nut. And so the goal is not to go to Bonaire. You want to go to Curacao.
I'm going to do Curacao because I dove there before. I've dove all the ABC islands, and I just thought the coral reefs and things on Curacao were really cool.
And then after all these anecdotes you've heard or trysts between Jerry the Diver Guy and Gay Bigfoot, you're willing to share a room with them now. You're intrigued by that pairing.
Well, two divers per room is acceptable, but no Sasquatches.
Well, I know. I mean, but that's, you might want to run that by.
I'm not flying with a pet.
Curacao, but I have to say the diving on Bonaire, I felt was a little.
Yeah, but that's what I've always heard. That's why I wonder if
there was what he cut out.
It was Bonaire is known to be
a lot
better. Yeah,
on Curacao in order to find a good dives. I mean, they're on opposite ends of the island, and it's worth driving. Don't get me wrong, I think I like Bonaire diving better.
Yeah, well, that's what I've heard. I mean, Bonaire's known for being.
I can't talk about Aruba. I've never dove there. Flown through there, but I've never dove there.
You know, Curacao is always very, very colorful. Actually, when some of the reefs, but I didn't see a ton of marine life when I went to Curacao many years ago. But it was still very, very nice. But when I went to Bonaire, actually, it's been even longer. I had some amazing shore dives.
I think it was in the 40s.
Yeah,
I remember was there were several sites like Elf Village where all the coral blossomed.
What
up
did he
like
say?
Mushrooms.
Elf Village.
Elf Village.
Elf Village, where the coral looked like it was blossoming up like a mushroom.
Oh well,
that's
there's
on the northwest part.
Yeah, they call it. I think they call it Magic Mushroom. Is the site?
Well,
that's a very popular dive site there.
I don't know. I haven't been there a long time.
You want to get some mushrooms, do you?
Well, I don't know. Well, they might have some.
Yeah, those aren't the kind,
Greg,
you're supposed to eat.
My favorite dives were in the Caribbean, were in Ceiba and St. Eustatia.
Ah, those are nice. And I'll tell you what, maybe we'll talk a little bit more about that in hour two of the world's first radio show devoted to diving, because hour one, we're fresh out of time. Where'd the time go when
Thank God.
Oh, is it? I was going to say, wait, you're having fun? Maybe.
We'll be right back
depends
with
on the
Deuce.
The Deuce, hour two. Stay close.
They all love Scuba Radio. On the boat or down below, if you want to stay in the know. If you be pressurized there, you'll want to be there on Scuba Radio.
Let's go! Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio.
This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know, what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.